numbers 4 through 5. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, "Take a census of the descendants of Kohath from among the sons of Levi by their families, by their fathers' households, from 30 years old and upward, even to 50 years old. Everyone who can enter the service of ministry to do work in the tent of meeting. This is the work of the descendants of Kohath in the tent of meeting concerning the most holy things. When the camp sets out, Aaron and his sons shall go in and take down the veil of the curtain, and cover the Ark of the Testimony with it. They shall place a covering of fine leather on it, and spread over it a cloth of pure violet, and insert its carrying poles. Over the table of the bread of the presence they shall also spread a cloth of violet, and put on it the dishes, the pans, the sacrificial bowls, and the jugs for the drink offering, and the continual bread shall be on it. And they shall spread over them a cloth of scarlet material, and cover the same with a covering of fine leather, and they shall insert its carrying poles. Then they shall take a violet cloth and cover the lampstand for the light, along with its lamps, its tongs, its trays, and all its oil containers by which they attend to it. And they shall put it and all its utensils in a covering of fine leather, and put it on the carrying bars. Over the golden altar they shall spread a violet cloth, and cover it with a covering of fine leather, and they shall insert its carrying poles. And they shall take all the utensils of service with which they serve in the sanctuary, and put them in a violet cloth, and cover them with a covering of fine leather, and put them on the carrying bars. Then they shall clean away the ashes from the altar, and spread a purple cloth over it. They shall also put on it all the utensils by which they serve in connection with it, the firepans, the forks, the shovels, and the basins, all the utensils of the altar, and they shall spread a cover of fine leather over it, and insert its carrying poles. When Aaron and his sons have finished covering the holy objects and all the furnishings of the sanctuary, when the camp is to set out, after the sons of Kohath shall come to carry them by the poles, so that they will not touch the holy objects and die. These are the things in the tent of meeting that the sons of Kohath are to carry. Now, the responsibility of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, is the oil for the light, the fragrant incense, the continual grain offering, and the anointing oil, the responsibility of all the tabernacle and everything that is in it, with the sanctuary and its furnishings. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, "Do not let the tribe of the families of the Kohathites be eliminated from among the Levites. Rather, do this for them so that they will live and not die when they approach the most holy objects. Aaron and his sons shall go in and assign each of them to his work and to his load, but they shall not come in to see the holy objects even for a moment, or they will die." Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take a census of the sons of Gershon also by their fathers' households, by their families, from 30 years old and upward to 50 years old, you shall count them. All who can enter to perform service, to do the work in the tent of meeting. This is the service of the families of the Gershonites, in serving and in carrying. They shall carry the curtains of the tabernacle and the tent of meeting with its covering, and the covering of fine leather that is on top of it, and the curtain for the entrance of the tent of meeting, and the curtains of the courtyard, the curtain for the entrance of the gate of the courtyard that is around the tabernacle and the altar, and their ropes and all the equipment for their service, and everything that is to be done by them, they shall perform. All the service of the sons of the Gershonites, that is, all their loads and all their work, shall be performed at the command of Aaron and his sons, and you shall assign to them as a duty all their loads. This is the service of the families of the sons of the Gershonites in the tent of meeting, and their duties shall be under the direction of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. As for the sons of Merari, you shall count them by their families, by their fathers' households, from 30 years old and upward, even to 50 years old. You shall count them, everyone who can enter to do the work in the tent of meeting. Now this is the duty of their loads, for all their service in the tent of meeting. The boards of the tabernacle, its bars, its pillars, and its bases, and the pillars around the courtyard and their bases, their pegs and their ropes, with all their equipment and with all their service. And you shall assign by names of the men the items that each is to carry. This is the service of the families of the sons of Merari, according to all their service in the tent of meeting, under the direction of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. So Moses, Aaron, and the leaders of the congregation counted the sons of the Kohathites by their families and by their fathers' households, from 30 years old and upward even to 50 years old, everyone who could enter the service for work in the tent of meeting. Their numbered men by their families were 2,750. These were the numbered men of the Kohathite families, everyone who was serving in the tent of meeting, whom Moses and Aaron counted according to the commandment of the Lord through Moses. And the numbered men of the sons of Gershon by their families and by their fathers' households, from 30 years old and upward, even to 50 years old, everyone who could enter the service for work in the tent of meeting, their numbered men by their families, by their fathers' households, were 2,630. These were the numbered men of the families of the sons of Gershon, everyone who was serving in the tent of meeting, whom Moses and Aaron counted according to the commandment of the Lord. And the numbered men of the families of the sons of Merari by their families, by their father's household, from 30 years old and upward to even 50 years old, everyone who could enter the service for work in the tent of meeting. Their numbered men by their families were 3,200. These were the numbered men of the families of the sons of Merari, whom Moses and Aaron counted according to the commandment of the Lord through Moses. All the numbered men of the Levites, whom Moses, Aaron, and the leaders of Israel counted, by their families and their fathers' households, from 30 years old and upward, even to 50 years old, everyone who could enter to do the work of service and the work of carrying in the tent of meeting, their numbered men were 8,580. According to the commandment of the Lord through Moses, they were counted, everyone by his serving or carrying. So these were his numbered men, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command the sons of Israel that they send away from the camp everyone with leprosy, everyone having a discharge, and everyone who is unclean because of the contact with a dead person. You shall send away both male and female. You shall send them outside the camp, so that they do not defile their camp, where I dwell in their midst. And the sons of Israel did so, and sent them outside the camp, just as the Lord had spoken to Moses. This is what the sons of Israel did. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel. When a man or a woman commits any of the sins of mankind, acting unfaithfully against the Lord, and that person is guilty, then he shall confess his sin he has committed, and he shall make restitution in full for his wrong, and add to it a fifth of it, and give it to him whom he has wronged. But if the person has no redeemer to whom restitution may be made for the wrong, the restitution which is made for the wrong must go to the Lord for the priest. Besides the ram of atonement, by which atonement is made for him. Also, every contribution pertaining to all the holy gifts of the sons of Israel, which they offer to the priest, shall be his. So every person's holy gifts shall be his. Whatever anyone gives to the priest, it becomes his. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, If any man's wife goes astray and is unfaithful to him, and a man has sexual relations with her, and it is hidden from the eyes of her husband, and she remains undiscovered, although she has defiled herself, and there is no witness against her, and she has not been caught in the act, if an attitude of jealousy comes over him, and he is jealous of his wife when she has defiled herself, or if an attitude of jealousy comes over him, and he is jealous of his wife when she has not defiled herself, the man shall then bring his wife to the priest, and shall bring as an offering for her a tenth of an ephah of barley meal. He shall not pour oil on it, nor put frankincense on it, because it is a grain offering of jealousy, a grain offering of reminder, a reminder of wrongdoing. Then the priest shall bring her forward and have her stand before the Lord, and the priest shall take holy water in an earthenware container, and he shall take some of the dust that is on the floor of the tabernacle and put it in the water. The priest shall then have the woman stand before the Lord and let down the hair of the woman's head and place the grain offering of reminder in her hands, that is, the grain offering of jealousy. And in the hand of the priest is to be the water of bitterness that brings a curse. And the priest shall have her take an oath and shall say to the woman, If no man has had sexual relations with you, and if you have not gone astray into uncleanness, as you are under the authority of your husband, be immune to this water of bitterness that brings a curse. If, however, you have gone astray, though under the authority of your husband, and if you have defiled yourself, and a man other than your husband has had sexual intercourse with you, then the priest shall have the woman swear with the oath of the curse, and the priest shall say to the woman, May the Lord make you a curse and an oath among your people, by the Lord's making your thigh shriveled and your belly swollen. And this water that brings a curse shall go into your stomach, to make your belly swell up and your thigh shrivel. And the woman shall say, Amen, Amen. The priest shall then write these curses on a scroll, and he shall wash them off into the water of bitterness. Then he shall make the woman drink the water of bitterness that brings a curse, so that the water which brings a curse will go into her and cause bitterness. And the priest shall take the grain offering of jealousy from the woman's hand, and he shall wave the grain offering before the Lord and bring it to the altar. And the priest shall take a handful of the grain offering as its reminder offering, and offer it up in smoke on the altar. And afterward he shall make the woman drink the water. When he has made her drink the water, then it will come about, if she has defiled herself, and has been unfaithful to her husband, that the water which brings a curse will go into her and cause bitterness, and her belly will swell up, and her thigh will shrivel. And the woman will become a curse among her people. But if the woman has not defiled herself and is clean, she will be immune and conceive children. This is the law of jealousy. When a wife who is under the authority of her husband goes astray and defiles herself, or when an attitude of jealousy comes over a man and he is jealous of his wife, he shall then have the woman stand before the Lord, and the priest shall apply all of his law to her. The man, moreover, will be free of guilt, but that woman shall bear the consequences of her guilt. Luke 19. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through, and there was a man called by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was, and he was unable due to the crowd, because he was short in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up a sycamore tree in order to see him, because he was about to pass through that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house." And he hurried and came down, and received him joyfully. When the people saw this, they all began to complain, saying, "He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." But Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I am giving to the poor, and if I have extorted anything from anyone, I am giving back four times as much." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Now, while they were listening to these things, Jesus went on to tell a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought the kingdom of God was going to appear immediately. So he said, "A nobleman went to a distant country to receive a kingdom for himself, and then to return. And he called 10 of his own slaves, and gave them 10 minas, and said to them, 'Do business with this money until I come back.' But his citizens hated him, and sent a delegation after him, saying, 'We do not want this man to reign over us.' When he returned after receiving the kingdom, he ordered that these slaves, to whom he had given the money, be summoned to him, so that he would learn how much they had made by the business they had done. The first slave appeared, saying, 'Master, your mina has made 10 minas more.' And he said to him, 'Well done, good slave. Since you have been faithful in a very little thing, you are to have authority over 10 cities.' Then the second one came, 'Your mina, master, has made 5 minas.' And he said to him, 'And you are also to be over 5 cities.' And then another came, saying, 'Master, here is your mina, which I kept tucked away under a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down, and reap what you did not sow.' And he said to him, 'From your own lips I will judge you, you worthless slave. Did you know that I am a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down, and reaping what I did not sow? And so, why did you not put my money in the bank, and when I came back, I would have collected it with interest?' And then he said to the other slaves who were present, 'Take the mina away from him, and give it to the one who has 10 minas.' And they said to him, 'Master, he already has 10 minas.' I tell you, that to everyone who has, more shall be given, but from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. But as for these enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slaughter them in my presence.'" After Jesus said these things, he was going on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he approached Bethphage and Bethany, near the mountain that is called Olivet, he sent 2 of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you. There, as you enter, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' you shall say this: 'The Lord has need of it.' So those who were sent left and found it just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owners said to them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They said, 'The Lord has need of it.' And they brought it to Jesus. And they threw their cloaks on the colt and put Jesus on it. Now as he was going, they were spreading their cloaks on the road. And as soon as he was approaching, near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles which they had seen, shouting, Blessed is the King, the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And yet some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. Jesus replied, I tell you, if these stop speaking, the stones will cry out. When he approached Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, If you had known on this day, even you, the conditions for peace, but now they have been hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will put up a barricade against you, and surround you and hem you in on every side, and they will level you to the ground, and throw down your children within you, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation. And Jesus entered the temple grounds and began to drive out those who were selling, saying to them, It is written, And my house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers. And he was teaching daily in the temple, but the chief priests and the scribes and the leading men among the people were trying to put him to death, and yet they could not find anything that they might do, for all the people were hanging on to every word he said. First Corinthians 12. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be unaware. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to the mute idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus is accursed, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of ministries, and the same Lord. There are varieties of effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, and to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, and to another the effecting of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another the distinguishing of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit work all these things, distributing to each one individually just as he wills. For just as the body is one, and yet has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. For the body is not one part, but many. If the foot says, Because I am not a hand, I am not part of the body, it is not for this reason any less a part of the body. And if the ear says, Because I am not an eye, I am not part of the body, it is not for this reason any less part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But now God has arranged the parts, each one of them in the body, just as he desired. If they were all one part, where would the body be? But now there are many parts, but one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Or again, the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, it is much truer that the parts of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary, and those parts of the body which we consider less honorable, on these we bestow great honor, and our less presentable parts become much more presentable, whereas our more presentable parts have no need of it. But God has so composed the body, giving more abundant honor to that part which lacked, so that there may be no division in the body, but that the parts may have the same care for one another. And if one part of the body suffers, all the parts suffer with it. If a part is honored, all the parts rejoice with it. Now you are Christ's body, and individually parts of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, administrations, and various kinds of tongues. All are not apostles, are they? All are not prophets, are they? All are not teachers, are they? All are not workers of miracles, are they? All do not have gifts of healings, do they? All do not speak with tongues, do they? All do not interpret, do they? But earnestly desire the greater gifts. And yet I am going to show you a far better way. Proverbs 22:22-29. Do not rob the poor, because he is poor, nor crush the needy at the gate, for the Lord will plead their case, and take the life of those who rob them. Do not make friends with a person given to anger, or go with a hot-tempered person, or you will learn his ways, and find a snare for yourself. Do not be among those who shake hands, among those who become guarantors for debts. If you have nothing with which to repay, why should he take your bed from under you? Do not move the ancient boundary, which your fathers have set. Do you see a person skilled in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure people. Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, his holy mountain. Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great King. In its palaces, God has made himself known as a stronghold. For behold, the kings arrived. They passed by together. They saw it, and they were amazed. They were terrified. They fled in a hurry. Panic seized them there. Anguish as that of a woman in childbirth. With the east wind, you smash the ships of Tarshish. Just as we have heard, so have we seen. In the city of the Lord of armies, in the city of our God, God will establish her forever. We have thought over your goodness, God, in the midst of your temple. As is your name, God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Mount Zion shall be glad. The daughters of Judah shall rejoice because of your judgments. Walk around Zion and encircle her. Count her towers. Consider her ramparts. Go through her palaces, so that you may tell of her to the next generation. For such is God, our God forever and ever. He will lead us until death.